If you make the goofy noise, I'll cut your fucking ears off.
Good evening, I guess. Welcome back to Boomer Rex Tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. First, let me introduce Mr. Boomer Rex himself.
Yeah, welcome back.
Asshole.
They were all being quiet, and it was really bad, and one of them, right before that, one of them made a noise that was entirely too close to the goofy laugh, and I don't know what it is, but it's something about it, and it rubs my fur all the wrong way, and I would literally burn a human with a cigarette if they were to make that noise.
Special guest sleep.
Whatever he just said.
And I
that's not good.
Risen Lady Heathen.
I'm just a nitwit, don't follow me.
Oh, Jesus. This.
Like, comment, subscribe for more weird Disney... threats of
this group of clowns can't even be quiet for 10 seconds.
I was quiet.
I'm sticking with what I said earlier. Right. There's more ADD at this table than at your average Smash Bros. tournament.
I made it the 10 seconds, all right.
That's true. Sleep, well done. Sleep is the only adult at the table.
All right, let's dig right in. Oh, here we go. This is perfect for us. A middle school squabble. Tell me about Molly.
Absolutely.
Which one?
Gotta love it. So anyway, Molly Edwards, who was an aide to former House Speaker Representative Paul Ryan, breathlessly reported, "I just witnessed Pete Buttigieg and Chasten get turned away from the dip because they did not have a reservation. Most thrilling thing that's ever happened in this town. Electric."
She was so excited because they got turned away, and I'm saying this in quotes, from a table from a fancy restaurant, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and she's tweeting this out to the whole world, just a little breathless.
Former aide to that Eddie Munster-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, and somebody who never really...
No, he had an asterisk for magical goddamn math.
She just never got...
And he was a heavyweight policy wonk. I'm sorry. He was in a P90X. He's one of the... He used to listen to Rage Against the Machine, to which they tweeted, "Please don't."
Well, and we all know what P90X is, really.
I'm going to jail.
It's a prison workout, let's be honest.
I want to keep my seal of freshness.
So, anyway.
What kind of meth did he do?
I mean, so here we've got this Molly Edwards, who is clearly never outgrown her, you know, sort of middle school gossip.
Mean girl bullshit.
Yeah.
First off, fuck a restaurant where it matters if someone got turned away.
Mm-hmm.
Who thinks that much about what they... If you think about that much about what you eat, you can't be thinking about anything else.
Let me finish. It gets better.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
So, anyway, she was forced to tweet not much later that they weren't being escorted out. Mm. They were being escorted to their table outside.
She couldn't tell from the cheap seats.
Just hilarious.
No, fuck these people. The social climbers will be the death of us. Like,
what a silly little girl. Anyway.
That was
she
funny.
Must hate them so much.
Yeah, well, anyway. Tell us about social security numbers of educators are basically posted online.
Oh, yeah.
This is...
Doctors, too.
So we're not even going to mention the governor's name. They have a trod rethug for a governor, right? Who thinks that the Post-Dispatch reporter should be brought up on charges. So let's review what the Post-Dispatch reporter did. In October, he alerted the state to a data issue contained on a Department of Elementary and Secondary Education website that left the Social Security numbers of educators vulnerable to public disclosure. And all you had to do to see their Social Security number was to look at the page source. Because they were loading, you were looking at
a... they were pulling from a database.
And so they would load the record and then display selected parts of the record. Well, in order to do that, you have to send the record to the device along with the...
parts that people shouldn't be seeing?
There's no parts people shouldn't be seeing.
I have a problem.
At least not in the page source.
Oh. As a professional goddamn goon, like I am more likely to pop out of a trash can and shoot you with a machine pistol. And I know... if you're pulling from a goddamn database,
You pull exactly what you want instead of pulling
right. Yeah, very specific fields, and in fact, you have fields that you would refuse to disclose.
Right.
It's the same reason why most of the back ends of banking apps, you can do negative money transfers, and that should concern everyone who understood. Like, yeah, you can make them give you money.
So what you do is you pull the record, you move the selected parts of the record into a temporary record, which you then send right as part of the page source for display.
I can more rapidly pull to mind the math problem to figure out nitrogen dissolve rate per weight.
Well, and when I was his age, I regularly looked at page source.
Yeah.
Simply because I was into, like, you know, HTML and web pages. And
yeah.
If I saw a JavaScript or something that I liked and I wanted to see how it worked or see if I could edit it to use it personally, I would go into page source. So this isn't difficult. Anyone can do this.
Programming is literally the best part of writing.
And the part that wasn't supposed to be disclosed was transmitted by the state in violation of federal law.
Oh, a bunch of laws.
So, anyway, after alerting the state, the newspaper didn't publish its report until officials had protected the vulnerable information.
That is delightful. Did you see that? That was some adult-ass reporter behavior.
I know, it really was.
Yeah. I'm not sure I had that kind of restraint.
The newspaper did not disclose any personal information.
Good God, no.
To be fair, I think the main reason they didn't want to was because they didn't want to expose the people who didn't deserve it.
So wait, so what's the problem? This dude is being shitty to the reporter? Why?
Well, he wants him charged with a felony.
For what?
For hacking the state's...
He didn't hack anything.
I know.
He pushing F12.
He hit F12 or Control-Shift-I on a fucking Chromebook. You can do this with a school-provided Chromebook. Without hacking.
All you have to do is go into your menu of your thing and go to source, page source. Yep. And
like, I can make a good argument.
You don't even need to do that. It literally says
if you right-click in the page, most browsers will give you a thing that says show.
Little text box.
Well, and we now exist in a world where there's a legitimate argument to, right, cheat codes in video games are a legit part of, right, tool for the thing, because otherwise why would they connect to anything?
Yeah.
And this is little different, except they did everything right. This is wildly better than Snowden and a hand...
So I'm really hoping they'll get him charged.
Uh-huh.
Because at that point, I think he has a cause of action against him.
No.
And I think he should be looking for $300 or $400 million.
Yes. No, I want to see what happens when we have an independently wealthy reporter.
Back,
I mean, I assume he gets
newspaper.
Eaten by his pet tiger. But...
And the ACLU and the Electronic Freedom Foundation and the...
If nothing else, that's already got the attention of at least three groups you don't want angry at you just in passing. Right, the kid that shut down Westboro Baptist for 2 weeks with about 3 cell phones and a half a roll of duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh, and a lantern battery.
An FBI agent said of the incident, it's not a network intrusion. The state's database was misconfigured.
Exactly.
So, anyway...
No, it's the same as the, was it us? Was it, anyway, wherever was complaining about giving over some router information because there might be confidential informant names inside the, oh my God, you idiots. I should have to steal a whole ass server. I should have to explain to somebody, here's how you take the hard drives out. Bring me the hard drives.
Yeah.
Not just run in and grab anything with an antenna.
Just ridiculous.
All right. So, we have another installment of Boomer Rex's About Damn Time. What is going on today?
So, we talked about this Indiana clown recently, right? So, he goes to the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. Yeah, with his Taurus.
Taurus. Oh, no, this is that shithead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fucked this
Taurus one. Judge.
Yeah.
Taurus Judge, right, with his hollow points and his little 410 shotgun shells and his... And then he wrestles with some cops and loses it on the ground right where he was, which is where the FBI found
him. That is not a bad choice as secondary.
It really isn't.
He hinted to the FBI that he wanted to kill House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, he's going to remain in jail pending trial.
Good.
Right. So, anyhow. So, he's got, to say how many? 13 separate charges, including obstruction.
Yep.
Resisting, impeding, using a dangerous weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm on the Capitol grounds. Yeah, this is good. The judge said the firearm was found in the same place where Mr. Mazza was in a scuffle with a police officer. That in itself is enough to show prior planning to cause grave consequences.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck him. Lock him up.
Yes.
Yep.
And set his next hearing for December. Anyway.
Good. So tell me about the food pyramid and James Bonnet.
God damn it, this one.
Yeah, this guy. Oof.
No, because there's a thing, I'm going to have to say something dumb in the middle of this. Carry on.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know who James Bonnet is, he smoked marijuana in a senator's office during the insurrection.
Hardly so the first time that's ever happened in a Senate office. Yeah. It right. wasn't done under the shadow of a foreign flag.
No, but he's being, like... He's
oh, no, he's an absolute shithead. What I'm more annoyed about is...
He got caught.
His, I don't know. No, I'm more annoyed about the fact his lawyer's trying to argue that, you know, he's unfucked his life and stopped smoking the devil's lettuce, and that's why he's okay. When, like, I absolutely guarantee weed did not make this kid... Did he bash in a window? No. All I knew was the smoking weed and the other thing in the food pyramid.
Yeah, tell us about the food pyramid.
Though. Well, he claimed to come to believe that the food pyramid wasn't right. The food pyramid doesn't tell you what diet to eat. The food pyramid gives you very rough guidance on what you should consider eating.
And he did exactly what every nutritionist would tell you, and he lost half... Just cut down
on the carbs.
Check it out, though. This is worse, because you're going to feel sympathetic at the end. He lost half his body weight over Corona. Like, pandemic and bubbled up hard. And, yeah, no, human beings who lose half their body weight have a tendency to act out wildly and socially destructively ways.
Oh, interesting.
Their brain goes into your starving. Find more humans to be friends with. More humans hunts better. Find the cheesecake.
So, anyway, that... The fact that the food pyramid was fake news led him to believe the QAnon conspiracies and that... Wood and Powell and Trump were highly educated, sophisticated intellectuals.
Oh, yeah.
I say, yeah, right.
They are none of the above. They're
no, but they were presented that way. Trump was held up as second only to the dude from Monopoly. Anyone know the name of the money guy from Monopoly?
No.
I don't remember, He's but got I knew a name. At some point.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, mm-hmm. but I don't remember his name.
But that's my point. No, It's the same way these idiots shout about the Rothschilds because it's kind of a banking name they know and they bought into some Nazi propaganda. And
oh, yeah.
What they really mean is the Jews.
Of course.
But...
Yeah.
We did this. This is what an advanced understanding of what some very key set of words repeated often enough gets you. If we pointed an AI at all revivalist preachers... You would end up with the distillate of that. Fair. That would, at least for the religious, right? The people who they're calling up from the exact same pool of imagery. And that's what we're talking about, is we now, like, as humans with TV, have enough pooled visual resources to speak to each other in a weird... Is it pigeon or portmanteau? Pigeon. Of visual memes and other things. It's how we know that memes are bad, because they enter your brain, the image is processed completely devoid of concept.
Right.
And you instantly take in the concept those words are. Before you go, no, it's not. No, Hillary's not going to fight the devil. She's not even that tall. Like, there's a lot rude to be said about Hillary Clinton, and none of it is, like, Hillary's never killed anyone with her bare hands. That's literally half my problem with her. And why I don't think she would have done well on the... She could. I believe in her. But she's like, use a tool. Humans are tool users. Get it done. No, I loved her answer when she was Secretary of State. And an Iraqi asked her, America comes in and gives us a check with one hand and stands on our necks with a boot. And she's like, do you not want the check? Which is the most naked appraisal of U.S. foreign policy. Like, we're here. Whether we should be or not, that doesn't much matter. There's Marines providing security at wherever we told them to. They're going to pick winners and losers. Yeah, Europe, Potemkin, capitalism. Till we move on to the next one.
Right.
That's every banana republic we've empowered.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was us in the 30s, and that's where we are financially.
All right. Well, speaking of financially, let's talk about take this job and shove it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Tell me about this. I'm all about this.
Yes. Are they petting fish? Are they laying down?
So at first, businesses laid employees off en masse, right?
Yeah.
As the economy slowed. And then it began trying to reopen.
Oh, no.
And millions were rehired. But some either never returned or didn't return for long.
Yeah.
Yep.
So some industries in particular workers seem to have had enough of, right? So hospitality, restaurants, you know, these are the junk jobs that the American economy is built on. And so if you want people to work them, you might want to try to raise their pay a little bit.
If your hiring managers believe that anyone can do this job, no one wants to.
And if you ever say the words, "You get paid on sunshine here," fuck off.
And I say that being a human being who has ever, like, worked hard to look for jobs as a concierge. Like, hospitality done right is a thing to behold.
Yep.
The young man we met at that hotel casino.
Oh, he was so
Jarhead had gotten into hospitality, so he just got to do everything with a flourish. And
cool. Yeah, he was
that was the fish in a happy sea.
We hung out with him for like a whole night.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot of fun. He had good stories, and he was awesome. And watching him make a drink was he was an artist.
But there was a presentation to it, a snappiness that you could tell that other parts of his brain
worked hard on,
heard for.
And so stock markets did good, real estate did good. We've already talked about
it. Oh, the boss's interest did well.
Since November 2019, 3.6 million Americans have left the workforce. They're not coming back.
No.
But luckily,
90% of those are over 55.
Right.
So.
That's why it's no fun to work with proper villains.
Why?
Because I can normally steal almost everybody's thunder. And like I said, this is an ADD table enough that you've probably read more than one article about it.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
moving on.
Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No, I just...
They're getting exactly what they deserve. It's the 55-plussers that aren't coming back to work, not us. So.
Yeah.
It's the story of the old elephants. The poachers killed the old elephants, and so there's no one to raise the young elephants, and then there was a period of wild, dangerous elephants.
I believe it.
Like, because Gen Z won't tolerate a lot of the Karen nonsense. Like, all the really crazy viral videos of the human that quit Walmart in the, like, over the PA.
Yeah.
That's a Gen Zer. Like, they are done. They don't believe in the social contract, and don't worry, no one taught them about it. They don't know about Leviathan. They don't know about a lot of what would have been in a good civics course.
Or any civics course, if they were actually put through one.
Yeah.
Twitch.
All right, we got some updates with Boomer Rex.
What do we got?
Let's start with Omicron, and you have climate weirding, and I think I have the same climate weirding discussion as you. Okay. So let's start with Omicron.
So first of all, I want to send a shout out to Regan Hilder Eric Stottier.
I don't have that. Hold on.
Also known as Rocky.
Ah.
Mm.
So a Michigan school teacher was traveling over the holidays, and she was on a flight to Reykjavik. Her throat began to hurt. So she works with preschool-age children or young children.
Unvaccinated.
So among the things that she had with her were quick tests.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes down to the latrine, and she does a quick test. And it says immediately she's got it.
Oh, no.
Right. So now she's COVID positive in the lavatory.
She's on an Icelandair
flight to Reykjavik. So anyway, she is totally freaked. So anyway, she finds the first stewardess she finds is Regan Hilder Eriksdottir, who says, "Relax, we can handle this." And she goes out and she tries to clear out an area that she can sit isolated. The flight's full. She can't do it. She comes back. And the woman says, "Fine, I'll sit in the lavatory." Right? And so that was her seat for the remainder of the flight, while Rocky brought her good things to eat and drink and so forth. Aww. And so on.
Oh, yeah. No, get taken, if you ever can, get taken care of by a stewardess.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, she's taken to the Red Cross isolation hospital when she landed. The two members of her family she was traveling with have tested negative, so they will continue to their destination. She'll stay in the isolation ward or room in the hotel. So Christmas was looking pretty sad for her.
No.
Until Rocky sent her some packages.
No.
And sent her little gifts and stuff. And a little tiny Christmas tree with lights.
Aww.
And so forth. So, anyway, pretty cool. Way to go, Icelandic.
Yeah, that is so sweet.
That's even more impressive just from the handful of flight attendants I've known. That meant she set it all up before her turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, post office, I'm going to need you to bring these over a couple of days.
Yeah, she can do that from the airport.
Uh-huh.
Right. But anyway,
aww,
excellent.
That is phenomenal.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. That was such a wonderful
That's
story.
One way to restore.
Happy New Year, the internet. Right? Like, comment, subscribe for more happy stories.
Well, we don't have that many happy stories related.
No. And you know what I thought?
We would if you'd buy us an airship, you filthy internet.
I thought I found a good
airship
story.
And we'll isolate on the airship.
For sure. Obviously, we will do a floating COVID isolation chamber.
There we go.
More people who have COVID.
I've seen the Hulk thing. We can build one of those.
We get the COVID, we'll take COVID people for...
No, I'm building a giant gerbil ball to put nitwits in and drop them on the country. Oh, we should delete that.
Or yeah, send us probably money. Should.
Send us a gerbil ball full of money to the internet.
There we go. I like that.
Yoga balls work too.
Sign up for our OnlyFans.
Climate weirding. What's going on there?
All right, so Colorado Governor Jared Polis has declared a state of emergency.
Yep.
Gross.
There are two towns being threatened by multiple fires. The two towns are between Boulder and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They're experiencing 80 to 100 mile an hour winds with gusts to 125. It is just driving the fire before the wind.
Yeah,
save them.
My source said gusts of wind up to 110 miles per hour. hundreds of homes have already been destroyed. Mm-hmm. I think they're almost at 500 homes.
I think climate change
is a significant amount. But hundreds of homes.
That's a good thing climate change is never going to
The governor,
happen, right?
Jared Polis, said, this fire is not so much a question of resources. This fire is a force of nature. Joe Pelley, the Boulder County Sheriff, said, I've never seen anything like it, explaining the speed and intensity of the fire, which consumed football fields worth of land in mere seconds.
Yeah.
Finishing with, and I quote, this was a horrific event. Firefighters say there's no way to fight this fire. They're only hoping to keep evacuating ahead of it.
Yeah.
So this is terrible. It's directly related to climate change, lack of water. They have a significant, they had a significant dry, like significantly.
And the air is very dry and the,
They normally have more snow and such. They haven't been getting any of that. So this is just another form of climate weirding that we have to learn how to deal with.
Behold the new weather patterns.
Mm-hmm.
The really lucky thing
Colorado's
is,
fucked season. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to find we lost some people in this. But the really good thing is
some.
These are, they're like bedroom communities for Boulder and Denver. So they have good surface roads and they have, you know, major roads and they lead in directions that are useful, right?
And
away from the fire.
Exactly. So. And you're not finding people who this is all they have.
Yeah.
Right. This is a community that can run from a lot of these possessions.
Yeah. We hope. We'll see.
Yeah. No,
more to come.
Yeah. I also have another update out of Colorado. Remember that 27-year-old trucker we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That was sentenced to 110 years?
Yep.
Well, the governor has lowered his sentence to 10 years, saying, look, you know, you didn't do this on purpose. You did the best you could in the situation, trying to avoid it. We understand you feel bad about it. You do need to be punished for
and
it,
And if
of
I
course.
Agree with the state's argument that you negligently, right, disregarded your brake standards, awesome.
They've also set up new rules because of this for safety standards for trucks. So this
you might try testing them.
Yes,
and this man obviously is significant. You know, obviously feels terrible about this, and you know, sufficiently whatever. So he said, "No, this is you know, this is just proof of how broken our system is because people who have made plans." And gone out and purposely murdered people, like, are in jail for not as long as you. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're still in jail for less time than him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to serve 5 and a bit, but that's fine. Like, that actually kind of works out to, look, if it wasn't someone I knew, because if it's someone I knew, I can't be involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My answer is not linear. I don't believe in proportional response or society. It was all a lie. But Yeah, this is appropriate for what happened.
Absolutely.
So moving on to something completely whatever.
And now for something completely different.
And now for something
different. God, I wish we were that good. Like, comment, subscribe, send me money, and we'll get better.
Right.
We'll take classes.
Did you guys hear about this dumbass playing with the tiger?
No.
Which one?
No.
Florida
man. Hold on.
Africa man.
No, anyways, dumbass plays with the tiger, his hand bit, and pulled into the cage. So now his hand and arm are in the cage, and he's still outside of the cage. And the tiger is just holding his hand with its mouth. You know, because of course, this tiger was 8-year-old Eco of the Naples Zoo at the Caribbean Gardens in, wait for it, Florida. He was a Malayan tiger, which are critically endangered. Only about 200 now still exist in the wild. A cleaning guy decided to go into an unauthorized area to get closer with the intent to maybe feed or pet the tiger. No one really knows why. His job,
why? Say you were there to fuck a tiger.
His job was to clean the restrooms and the gift shop, and he shouldn't have been anywhere near the animal enclosures.
Yeah.
Apparently, one of the cops poked at the tiger, trying to get it to let go of the guy's hand. And when it didn't, the second one was like, well, we tried, and just shot it. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I probably would have pepper sprayed.
Seriously, the tiger is in its cage. Like, I'm fine with this, right? Like, this asshat can lose his arm, his hand. Like, I'm cool with that. He's outside the cage. The only thing the tiger has is his arm. This is not life critical, okay? No one's gonna die here. But the officer is just like, well, you know, whatever, and just fucking shoots him.
I have an issue that there wasn't a handler for fucking...
That's my thing. Like, why can't we wait? This guy is obviously not...
I'm not going to wait a whole long-ass time. If it's business hours, I need a human that speaks.
If he had shot a warning shot into the dirt next to the tiger, something like that, which is completely reasonable... Completely reasonable, completely plausible is something you can do. A fire warning shot, right? Make sure you shoot it into the ground, not into the air. Don't be dumb.
I don't know nitwit Naples policy. Loads of places have a rule against warning shots because people don't understand warning shots don't mean
people
into the crowd.
People don't, but animals...
Cool. I'm saying if policy is we don't do warning shots, which is a perfectly legit policy and plenty of departments have it for exactly a reason that we don't want to talk about.
Anyway, my point is that I just don't understand why this is always their first
Why didn't you pepper spray the cat? Why didn't you taser the guy?
You can pepper spray, you can taser the cat or the guy.
Yeah.
You're
going to taser both when it happens. Yeah. So sure, taser the cat. That would be fucking dope.
But it seems to me that we keep coming to this officer's second or first response is always to draw their gun.
That is their threat.
And this is problematic to me. And it's just very frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
How did that start playing?
Your phone died.
But it's just very frustrating because it's just like
that tiger's a lethal threat.
Not when he's still an innocent.
Yes, I understand. I also don't think there were a lot of days at Academy in Naples, Florida about so here's how you deal with a tiger, guys. Look, we should add some pages to the training manual tomorrow.
No, the thing that annoys me is, like, if this dude had been mauled and was, like, dying, like, maybe you shoot the cat and that's
if I need
story.
To make the... Yeah.
But
yeah.
He literally had his... Just his hand. And this guy is going to be perfectly fine. He's going to be fine.
This is what makes me crazy about cops, is that routinely I am stuck with the fact that the idiots I am out to dinner with or sitting at this table with, if any two of us were selected, we would do better on these, like, annoyingly bad calls. Because, like, all right, man, I'm going to tase the tiger. If it does anything other than fall down and fuck off, shoot him. Just shoot him till the magazine's done. I don't know how many 9mm rounds it's going to take to kill a tiger, but we will have an informed guess after this.
Let's hope it's less than I have in this mag.
That's all right. I've got another mag.
I even would have been cold if they maced the damn thing.
Exactly.
Like, that's
I
don't care if they maced the dude, too. Like, fuck. Don't put your hands inside. What I hate is when animals have to suffer because people are dumb.
because whoever wouldn't have two cat specialists on at the same time? So someone could come over and be like, I don't know.
It was closed.
Bear Mace. Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Why was he even allowed in the enclosures?
There was nobody watching him.
Yeah, he was there. No, lack of security.
Yeah, another thing that should be attributed.
Climb the barrier to get in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. I'm also willing to understand why a place that runs a big-ass cats, they will eat you farm. It's like, no, we don't need guards. What's going to happen? We're going to have to hose out the enclosure before we open. It's fine. Yeah. It's Florida. It's not even the only building with a pile of skulls.
My only whatever about this whole thing is this is a critically endangered animal that just got killed because this fucking idiot custodian decided to go play with it? Like, go fuck yourself, dude. Don't touch fucking wild animals.
Custodian. Man, I've been trying to think about that word all day.
Yeah. No, it just...
See, I had a totally different reaction.
It triggers something.
I'd have lied and said I was in there to fuck a tiger.
So fucking mad. Fuck these people.
Or I was going to eat it and take its power. I mean,
stop fucking with animals at zoos. This isn't the first thing I heard about this. No. What is wrong with you people? Like, there are protection barriers for a fucking reason.
Their whole lives devoid of threat. They do not believe they can be harmed. Again, the thing about the January Sixers that was so interesting is those people move like a crowd that's never been pepper sprayed before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or that after smell, that like high-end tang to the... Yeah.
So anyway, I had a wholly different reaction, which was, you know what? It would have been fun to pet the tiger.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand, like... I've been a security guard at places where you shouldn't pet the tiger.
Because
yeah.
this asshole couldn't keep his goddamn hands to himself. Fuck this guy.
You should rent him to a petting zoo.
Yeah.
If you want to know why to not fuck with wild animals, read up about the story of the poacher who killed an animal and, you know, its parents came over and said, fuck you, and murdered
him
in
apart.
His sleep.
Yep.
Good.
He was torn apart.
That's amazing. That is the type of justice I want to see every day.
Fix them pretty dumb.
Found him dead, torn to shreds.
No, I hope that something to bad happens to this dude. Like, yes. Really bad.
There is a there's a YouTube video, or was, of a tribe of orangutans.
Oh, yeah.
Punishing something or other that ate one of their offspring.
We started this with the... Oh, sorry.
It may have been... It may have been an elephant. Whatever it was, they attacked it as a group.
Yeah.
And murdered it.
It's the opposite of that scene in Tombstone of your friends may get me in a rush, but not before I canoe your head. And like, all right, motherfucker, get some.
I'll be your huckleberry. That's my favorite line.
I plan to duck and go for your gun. Good luck, stupid.
No, I love the end where he's all like, you know... Oh, yeah. Guess what? I'm staying, and I'm going to kill all y'all. You better tell everybody, because I'm coming for you.
That scene in ODST when, like, the grunt kills the medic, and then just everyone just fucks a grunt up. Because, like, nope, just going to pile on you. Oh, you thought you were dangerous because you're a big ape? We're the tiny ape that works. And when the one you're looking at, that's when they hit you. One you didn't even know was there. No, we don't play fair, and we understood. We were the first ones to figure out. We're the only one who's going to be around to tell a story. They pulled guns on us. What's a gun? Don't worry, we'll admit it later. Like, we were the first monkey to figure out drop pieces before anyone was asking.
All right, it is now time for your favorite part of the night, debriefing with Risen 17 Magazine Edition Part 3.
All right.
Now, I only got a few questions tonight because we got back late. We were sightseeing today.
It was
so
fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. So I only got a few questions for us. do you consider yourself a religious or spiritual person?
No.
Spiritual. I consider myself a spiritual person.
Nah.
Yeah, probably spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. No, I know. That was...
I believe there is a life force and a direction and a... Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It doesn't care whether I live or die, but I can sometimes scoot it in the right direction, and it's
the
hell on wheels to
swim Omaha
upstream.
Of existence.
Yeah, I would say I'm a spiritual person with religious ideation. Like, I would love to find... Like, I have parts of religions that I'm like, yeah, no, I can get with that. But for as a whole, like, I call myself pagan, but, like, I'm not Wiccan, I'm not Druid, I'm not whatever.
I've,
like,
made some deals with the universe.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. I've certainly gotten into some stuff that...
Yeah. I'm not carving anything or buying any gold leaf.
Yeah. You get into some questionable stuff, but you know what? Like, you have to sometimes just to feel like you're doing something, right? Like, you gotta feel like you're doing
something.
That
desire for the feeling of control is what's driven humans to be in a position to ruin a planet.
Yeah.
So, you know, in moderation.
No, and that's my problem with religion, is that it too often elevates the worst among us.
For too many people, it's a list of humans they're still allowed to spit at. And don't spit at anybody. Oh my God, God damn it. Jesus, the monkeys.
So we've already answered this question, but you were not here for the sleep. Do you believe in love at first sight? And my answer to this one was yes and no. Yes, because I feel like years later you can look back and say, yes, I loved you. But I don't feel like the day you meet someone, you can be like, yes, it is love at first sight, and we are going to be in love forever. No.
I agree.
10 years later, you are allowed to say,
I'd have rather heard his uninformed opinion, but...
Yeah, I would say it's more of, in the moment, you realize... something's there, but you don't realize it, kind of thing.
You can,
or you don't know how deep it goes.
Exactly, you don't know how deep it goes. It's more of, oh hey, I want to be with this person for some reason,
or I would like to try to be with this person.
Exactly. Or fuck them in a porta potty at a concert. But
yeah,
exactly.
But yeah.
But that, I think it's incredibly easy to like say everything is love at first sight, and
it's easy to misconstrue.
Hedonist your way through. Like, I mean, good luck to
boys. I used to have this friend.
God love you, barefoot concert girls.
He was kind of like every other girl he'd meet. Like, he'd date them for like 2 weeks and be like, it was love at first sight. And 6 months later, he'd be like, she used me and bad things happened and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's because
you told
gave
her you loved her on the second
wanted.
Date.
Like, don't let these bitches take advantage of you. What the fuck?
Don't tell them you love them on the second date.
Yeah. That too.
Don't expect a human being to fix your life's problem. Disney lied to you.
Yo, and that was one of his biggest things, as he was. He was expecting that they would just accept him as he was.
But afterwards, all of their life would kind of work out without him having to do a lot and work on it. And like, that's not healthy, the idiots.
Nope, he relied on, and he would blame, like, whenever he'd put on weight, he'd always blame whoever he was with. Well, they didn't want to do anything, and I wanted to go to the gym, and
But they've seen their feet this decade. Like, so they're allowed to eat at McDonald's every once in a while.
But,
eat at McDonald's. You eat a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
That's not nice.
Pay me enough money, and I will just straight up eat at McDonald's.
Do you feel like you act differently when you're by yourself versus when you're with a group of people?
Absolutely.
Let's start with
absolutely, me. Yes, 100%.
Okay. Obviously.
Who doesn't?
Go to somebody else.
My argument is that of course you act differently when no one else is around, because I am the type of person that when I'm with different people, I will talk differently, I'll act differently depending on the group I'm with and depending on what we're doing. And that's just something that's been ingrained in me since I was a child. You got to blend in, right? When I'm by myself, I don't have restrictions. I can just run naked through my trailer and it doesn't matter. Like, I can go to the bathroom with the door open and that's fine. Like, I can have a cat on my lap while I'm on the toilet and another cat at my feet and that's fine. That's my life and I love it. It's amazing.
You live eight lives.
But I would not do that if there was people around. Right? I'm not going to watch anime if I have people over. It's just not a thing. You know?
So I have 2 points. One is, a wise man once told me, you have to learn to blend or the world will crush you, literally just to hear the sound you make when you die.
Yep.
Two, I can't cup a fart when I am at my cat when I'm entertaining. Like, hey, Barnabas. What I eat today. He's like, oh no, I'm dying. What have you done to me?
Asshole and I have been together for years, and I've always felt awkward watching anime around him until very recently when I finally just said, fuck it, I know this anime is like shit, and I know it's gonna be ridiculous, girly, like crap, but I wanna watch it.
I made you watch a scene that made me cry in one of the Call of Duty games.
I know, it was so good.
I know, no, exactly. Like, it the campaign, just tell it right in the feels.
But, Do you have an answer for us here, Puma?
I love you, Captain Price.
I think there are two layers of this, mm-hmm. right? If I were going to go talk to people, right? First of all, I'm going to comb my hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You stand up straight. You're going to walk directly up to them with your shoulders squared, stick your hand out and say, hi, my name is.
Yeah.
And followed by a short declarative sentence of your either needs or desires of what they do.
But I agree. When you're alone, you can leave the bathroom door open and stuff like that. I don't think that my persona changes.
Agreed.
Right. I think I put on a mantle of respectability. But yeah, that's probably what it is.
Did you choke?
No.
I realized I was out of coffee.
Coffee time.
So,
coffee break.
Yeah, but I don't think that my positions change or my ways of expressing myself or, you know, I might say fuck a little less often, but.
That's the thing. For me, like, I am more aggressive around different groups as far as, like, being open about my opinions on things. Yeah. But if I'm with other groups of people that I don't know so well, that I'm not sure, I'll tend to be very reserved in what I'll say. I'll talk about very bland subjects. I will change my entire personality from one group to another. You can watch me flit. And if we're in like a large party or something, I'll be in one group, I'll be acting one way. In another group, I'll act another way. In another group, I'll be someone completely different. But yes, I change my entire persona.
If I'm among strangers and discussing the various merits of the smellable markers from childhood, I can't then pivot and be like, no, here's what you do about that bill collector. Because they're going to go, no, you have a favorite marker.
You're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
They did have different smells.
Oh my God, right? Yeah.
It's bizarre.
The black licorice was the worst.
So I rethought. My persona doesn't change.
Watch this.
When I am with people that I know or care about or whatever.
Right.
If I don't know you or care about you, you're never going to learn anything about me till I know more about you.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
I've learned to do to get people to open up is I'll tell inconsequential stories of my life or myself or a friend of mine. Oh, I had a friend this one time who did blah, 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 and this thing happened and it was so funny. We all laughed.
And embarrassing stories. I'll tell you a million embarrassing stories.
Oh, yeah. No, I will tell you every inconsequential detail or whatever to try to get you to feel more comfortable with me and to try to get some information.
And I get to pepper the stories with, like, quick, like, one-off peppercorns of displays of competence on the way to... And then I threw up on the maitre d'.
No, and I do terrible around strong personalities because I have, you know, had it built into me that, you know, if somebody else is talking, you gotta listen. So if I'm around somebody with, you know...
blowhard shithead.
I'll just let them talk and talk and talk and talk. And I'll try to cut in, like, a couple of times. And then when that doesn't work, I'll just stand there and be like, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
So that's where I go.
Well, I'm gonna go get another drink now and then try to wander off somewhere else.
So I need to go grab another drink.
And I hate the people that don't give you a chance, like... I've been in situations where I've gotten stuck with somebody like that who just talking, you can't get a break in. And you're trying to, like, step away to, like, go to the bathroom because, like, you're about to burst. And this person just does not recognize the, you know, you're turning your body. Like, they're not recognizing the body language of, I gotta go. And they just don't care and they just want to talk about themselves. And I hate it when they're, like, a little bit interesting. So you're like, I do want to hear the end of the story. But I'm going to wet myself if I stay here any longer. And you're kind of debating, like, and then finally I'll just be like, all right, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Touch him on the arm and say, I'll be right back. Don't move.
Yeah.
Hold that thought.
I have to hear the end of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's that. Cool. And those are our questions for tonight. We will have more tomorrow. Promise.
I believe in us.
Yeah, fair. Does anybody else have any thoughts for the evening?
Yes, we found a wonderful description for having a cat as a pet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yes, that you have kinetic art.
Oh, yeah.
That sometimes vomits on your carpet.
Yeah. Having a cat is having, having a beautiful piece of artwork that occasionally vomits on your carpeting. that made me laugh way too hard because I woke up this morning... And one of the cats, we have a tiny little walkway because we had to, with Sleep being here, we had to rearrange the trailer a little bit. So now we have like a smaller walkway to the door. And there's just this tiny little strip of carpet. And that's where the cat decided to throw up. And I was like, of course. Oh, that's lovely.
And so you'd notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, well, one of the three of them. I don't know who.
The other place cats are absolutely famous for is vomiting right in front of the toilet.
Yep,
I can see.
So that you step on it in the dark.
That's why I don't go to the bathroom in the dark. Yeah. I've had animals long enough that
is that a guy
thing? Works.
Probably.
Okay.
It's a territory thing.
Well, to be fair, my mom was always real big about having nightlights in the hallway so you could see where you were going, and a nightlight in the bathroom so if you didn't want the light on, you could still see.
Yeah.
So
we usually keep a light on for the cat.
We don't have we don't have like nightlights or whatever, but we have these little reading lights in the, you know, in the living room part of the trailer, which we just leave on because they're perfect for us when we get up. And, you know, whatever, so it's fine. But anyway, so that's the fun of owning cats, people. So if you like cats, and you should, if you don't, you're wrong. Like, comment, subscribe for more fun cat stories.
Tell us your cat's name.
Don't forget to heart and follow us.
MDMA might fix your cat allergy, and I have a thing.
I remind you, we are on...
What thing do you have?
Mullet Risen Finish.
Oh,
no, go ahead, tell your thing while I look.
Used to was when we were fighting the likes of George Lincoln Rockwell, right? The American Nazi movement leader. One of the smart things that was figured out was the mainstream media shouldn't cover their marches. Because if you don't cover their marches, they march through your square. And you had whatever, like Lowell had a good answer of beating every man, woman, and child who showed up for the Klan rally. But if you cover it in your local paper, you just made it through. They marched through everyone who read your paper's square. And that's going to make them seem like they have a bigger footprint. All of this being in relation to Alex Jones, who has turned up in too many of my news sites with the, oh my God, did you hear what someone said? And yeah, but he's saying the same stuff he's always said.
Yeah.
None of this is new.
Right. Don't rebroadcast him.
Yeah. He's going to warn about the globalists and the chimeras and the usual suspects.
Just a reminder, you can now find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Stitcher, and Listen Notes. We are also on Facebook and YouTube, Boomer Rex Tonight. You can find us on Twitter at BRex Tonight. All right, so that's where you want to find us if you want to find us, if you haven't already.
Always don't check forget, the description.
Don't forget to tell your friends, your family, your brother, your sister. I don't give a
send
fuck
them link.
Who you tell.
Sign up for our OnlyFans.
Share our Podbean, share our YouTube, share our Facebook. Get us out there. We love you all.
Send us money for the airship.
We've had a lot of fun with y'all once again.
Google Home full of money.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow night on Boomer Rex Tonight.
See y'all later.